So we've been discussing the topic of Geirus, conversion, the different components necessary that we learned out from Mount Sinai, that the Jews did at Mount Sinai, and for all future converts, they require certain components. So we explain, for a male, you need circumcision, and then for men and women, you need immersion in the mikveh, and then acceptance of mitzvah. So we discussed yesterday, is the order important for a male? Like, what does it make a difference if I do the circumcision first or the immersion first, or the both work? So we had the opinions that some said, no, the order is very important. Just like if you want to, you first have to kosher a utensil before you put it in the mikveh for tefillas kelim. So too, you have to do the circumcision first and then do the tefillah. However, the Ramban, Nechman, and he's disagreed and said, the order, it's not all things being equal, maybe you should do Mila first, but if you didn't do Mila, if you did the immersion first and then the Mila, it's still good. So the question is, how does he know that? How does he know that if we do the immersion in the mikveh first and then the Mila, how do we know that works? So a very interesting Gemara in Yavamas. Gemara has an interesting case of Mu'uberes Sheniskaira. The Gemara talks about a case where a Gentile woman wants to convert to Judaism. That's not so unusual. It's a 50-50 shot if it's going to be a male or a woman. But what's interesting about this case is it's a pregnant woman. The woman is a Gentile. She is pregnant now, and now she wants to convert. So the Gemara says a Gentile woman, a pregnant Gentile woman who goes to the mikveh, the question is, what about the fetus, and what's the status of the child inside? Do they have to do their own conversion? Is it good? So the Gemara says, Bina, the child, ain sarach tefillah. The conclusion of the Gemara is clear. The child does not require immersion in the mikveh. The question is, why not? It's not, why is it? Everyone agrees you don't need the immersion the mother did works on the child, but the question is, why does it work? So the Gemara was a general question, how do we view the status of a fetus inside the mommy? In other words, is what the Gemara's language is, uber yerech imo, do I consider the fetus as literally part of the mother, like she has three legs now instead of two, or whatever part, it's all one. We don't separate the fetus is the mother, it's all one. Or do I say, no, uber lav yerachimo? No, the fetus is inside the mother, but it's an independent entity. Like, for instance, I'll give you a practice. What are those, when you go on the 403, so if you have two in the lane, what is it? What are they called?
HOV.
The HOV lane. So how many, so if you have two, you could go in, or you need two? I think when the Olympics were on, you needed three. They changed it. So let's say the question, I'll tell you the question. Let's say a woman's driving in the HOV lane, the cop pulls her over and says, I'm giving you a ticket. She says, no, I'm pregnant. The shaila is, does the fetus count? So I think that happened in New York. The judge ruled.
Yeah, his preferred gender pronoun is they.
So the judge ruled against it, but the cop gave her a ticket anyway, but that's the shaila. Do we view the fetus as an independent entity? It could be a couple $100 practical. How much is the ticket if you get in the HOV lane? A lot, too much. So therefore the question is, what is the status? So if you consider the fetus part of mommy, so when does this fetus become Jewish? Whenever the mother becomes Jewish, that's when the fetus becomes, if you assume that it's uber yerachimo. But if you, and therefore also, and as well, if it's a female inside, then it becomes Jewish right away also, because there's no mila happening. But what about if you assume uber, if you assume that fetus is an independent entity? So how does the process work? Because is the fetus actually going in the water? I mean, it's nice and comfortable inside the mother's womb, but it's not actually touching the water in the mikveh. So how does that work? You're not allowed to have a separation. You can't go in with different things on your body when you go into the mikveh. It has to be direct contact with the water. So the Gemara says, no, it's okay because this is the natural process. This is the way a child is born. The fetus grows in the mother. So since it's the normal way of the way a child is born, so So it's not considered a separation, and therefore it's not a problem. So if you assume that the fetus and the mommy are one, the child becomes Jewish right away. When the mother comes out of the mikvah, they're both Jewish. But if you assume the fetus is an independent entity, so then the child doesn't become Jewish until it's born. When you come out, so if it's a female, that means it was always Jewish because you're Jewish. There's nothing more you have to do. But if you're a male, so you still need a milah. So what do we see here? The child is so if you assume the child was Jewish, so then there's no proof to our case. But the Ramban's assuming that when the child does not become Jewish until they're born, and you still need to do the milah. So you only did the... Everyone agrees you have to do a circumcision because it's a boy. The question, are you doing a circumcision because any Jewish boy needs a circumcision on day 8? Or no, because it's part of the conversion process. So the Ramban learns, the Gemara, this is part of the conversion process. And therefore you don't have to wait to day 8 either. But you can't do it on Shabbos. There are differences. But the bottom line is, what does the Ramban say? We see from this Gemara, the child did the tefillah when they were in the mother's womb, and then they didn't do the milah afterwards. So we see from here that even though if you did tefillah first, then you do milah afterwards, it works for the conversion. So that's a major debate in the Shulchan Aruch. So therefore, we go strict. So therefore, it's a real doubt in halacha. So therefore, what's the harm? So you always just go ahead and do another then I would be a problem. You just do another immersion afterwards if you end up doing the milah first, and you go, according to the Ramban, it's fine, but since it's a suffix in halacha. And this Gemara raises a major contemporary issue I'm not going to go into. I'll just raise the question. This touches on a very contemporary question. If someone is conceived as a non-Jew, but they're born as a Jew, is the child Jewish automatically, or do you have to go through a conversion process? In other words, is the definition of a Jew someone born physically pops out of a Jewish mommy? Or you also have to be conceived from a Jewish mother? So that's a major discussion we'll have to go into another time. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Wazach Yitzhak, Ophir Yom Tor Mitzvah, Shenemar, Anar Shafei Shuman Tiko, Yaldir Torah, Yadir.